Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is gravely concerned by the rise in violence against civilians in northern and eastern Burkina Faso in late February, said State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller, in the wake of a spate of deadly attacks and executions in that West African country. Many of the killings were perpetrated against civilians. For nearly a decade, Burkina Faso has been battling an insurgency of Al-Qaeda and ISIL-affiliated jihadists who crossed the border from strife-torn neighboring Mali. By the end of 2022, as a result of the insurgency, some 20,000 people had perished in Burkina Faso, while another 2 million or more were displaced. Today, attacks against the civilian population continue. On February 25th, 170 people were executed in three villages in northern Yatenga province. Many of the victims were women and young children, according to survivors. On that day, a number of coordinated attacks took place across Burkina Faso. In addition to deadly attacks on multiple military installations, terrorists killed dozens of worshippers in a mosque in Nata Yabwani and churches in Esakane, a tribal leader and his security team in Kominyenga, and civilian road crews in multiple locations. Such attacks on civilians, especially in their places of worship, are reprehensible, said spokesperson Miller. The executions in Yatenga province were separate from the other attacks that took place on February 25th, according to local Burkinabe authorities. Burkinabe forces reportedly attacked and killed civilians in Twi. These most recent attacks follow previous incidents of large-scale violence against civilians in 2023, notably at Karma, Ziango, and several locations in the province of Soum, said spokesperson Miller. He called on the current transition authorities to complete investigations of these incidents with integrity and transparency and hold those responsible to account. Spokesperson Miller stressed the importance of maintaining respect for the human rights and fundamental freedoms of civilians during the planning and execution of security operations. The only long-term solution to the scourge of terrorism is expanding good governance based on the rule of law, respecting human rights, and promoting social cohesion, he said. The United States remains a committed partner to the Burkinabe people, providing hundreds of millions of dollars in development and humanitarian assistance, as well as counterterrorism support to civilian security and law enforcement actors.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.